The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, that didn't take long at all. I feel like I was just here. I was just here talking about Jack Hughes and Jesper Bratt. Asking the Rangers fans, what happened? What's going on? Too much Instagram hockey. 888-808-1019. I mean, I was able to talk puck last night for the most part. A little 90-minute show after a crazy Monday night football game that we watched. At some point tonight, I will tell you why it does not matter that the Giants didn't draft Bo Nix. You were not saying that the first couple weeks of the season. You weren't saying that when Bo Nix and the Broncos came to MetLife Stadium in the rain and scored 10 points to beat the Jets. It's just now that we've gotten to this point in the season. Now that we've gotten to this point where you're literally looking at quarterbacks. I'm sure tonight we'll talk about Shador Sanders, prime time, and all that he'll potentially bring to the New York Football Giants. I'm sure we'll also talk about Cam Ward coming from the U and what he might be. In contrast to Shador Sanders, I think those are two guys at the top. You can miss me with the Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers talk. The Giants are going to take a quarterback, and it's going to be one of those two guys. You cannot worry about Michael Penix Jr. or J.J. McCarthy. Last year is over. I mean, this year is over. But yeah, so much talk last night and into today about Bo Nix. Bo Nix was not as shiny in the beginning of the year, and Bo Nix is a product of the situation that he's in. And yes, Bo Nix coming out of Alabama, going to Auburn, where his father played, playing as a true freshman, getting all of those reps and experience under center, then transferring to Oregon, where a lot of the conversation last year about Bo Nix was about the offense he was in there. And I mean, the Giants did have a visit with him, but I think they did a visit with him and viewed him more in the Spencer Rattler category. They couldn't be further away, those two guys. But, like, the Giants took a look at him. The Giants could have drafted him. They did not want him. They did not think he was the right fit. They did not think he was the right guy. Sean Payton did, and good for the Broncos. Good for the Denver Broncos. What he's doing out there in Colorado, it's completely different than what he would have been with the New York Giants and the whole Daniel Jones mess. And the contract and the benching, and now we'll talk about that. 888-808-1019. It's not really what I wanted to talk about, but it's what I wanted to get off my chest first. We'll also talk about the Jets, right? It's just we're at this point of the season where it is over, and all we can do is project to next year because, you know what? We love the NFL. The NFL is king, and there's so much more NFL football to go. There's another month of the regular season. There's the playoffs. There's the Super Bowl. And, man, during that time, it's just like we're on the outside looking in. Not really, though, because we love the NFL. We have fantasy teams. We have parlays. We watch all of these games. We know all of these players. But, man, we're just yearning for the time that it's this team or the Jets or the Giants. And you know what? For the Jets fans, a lot of you thought it was your time with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. I literally laughed today as I saw the trailer for his Netflix doc that's coming out. Enigma, it premieres December 17th, following his rebound from the Achilles injury. And you get a look inside of his controversial moments in career. And it made me think, like, they can't bench him. They can't bench him before that. That goes against everything. And then also, he is an all-time great. He did choose the Jets. You did give up something to get him. You got to let him finish the season. We know he's cooked. I was saying it last night, Aaron Rodgers, you can't cheat the game anymore. What I mean by that is, like, you have to actually, like, go through your fundamentals, mechanics. You can't throw off your back foot. You can't throw late. You can't put any pizzazz on it. That's how you miss a wide-open Garrett Wilson, and then the next play, you're thrown across the middle, picked by, Leonard Williams, the longest defensive tackle pick six in history. 888-808-1019. You know, all of this is connected, and what does it matter, right? You have a defensive coordinator thrusted into the head coaching position. He cannot coach. It makes Rob Saleh, makes you wish Rob Saleh was here. It actually makes you think about how bad they were with Rob Saleh, and it wasn't his fault. All the penalties, same thing. Guys fumbling the ball, guys not catching the ball. Breece Hall, Davante Adams, it's compounded. Solomon Thomas, just a stupid horse collar at the wrong time. And as much as you were gifted the early points in that game, you just knew the Jets were going to find a way to lose, and it's a good thing that they did. I was here with Paul Sunday, and we were watching the game, and our first thoughts were, oh, the pressure's off. Typical Jets. They're balling out because now it doesn't mean anything. But you know what? It would have meant something for the fan base if they were able to win that game against Geno Smith and the Seahawks, if they were able to, I don't know, beat the Rams and go on and beat the Jaguars and, you know, stack a couple wins, because then you'd be looking at teams, right, whoever the last wild card team is that gets in with seven wins or seven losses, and you would count those losses against Bo Nix and the Broncos, against the Patriots, against the Colts, and say, what could have been? What could have been if we didn't fire Rob Saleh? What could have been if we didn't fire Joe Douglas? What could have been if Aaron Rodgers was just the Aaron Rodgers that we thought we were getting a year before? Now there's no wondering. There's no mystery. There's no thought of what could have been. It was never going to work. It was never going to happen. There's a reason the Green Bay Packers were so set on moving on from Aaron Rodgers when they did. It was just not going to materialize here. Father Time is undefeated. And I would say I have some compassion for Aaron Rodgers, but I don't. Because of his attitude, because of how smug he is, because of how condescending he's been, how much he's gone on Pat McAfee, the things he said in the media, the shots he's taken at the media, and kind of thumbed his nose at everybody else. Oh, give me your timelines. Tell me what I can't do. You weren't coming back last year. And you come back this year, if you were hurt or injured at some point earlier in the season, you should have shut it down, let Tyrod Taylor go to save the season. This is a fan base, an owner that had to watch Zach Wilson play. And you know what? At 3-9, this is worse than it was with Zach Wilson. 888-808-1019. Of course, we're going to pile on to the Jets. But I just had the thought today. I'm like, you can't bench Aaron Rodgers. He is a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great. He's that no more. But like, if these are his last games of his career, you got to let him play him. And if he's got this Netflix doc coming out, you know how these things work, marketing, promo, it goes hand in hand. But ultimately, we're going to do the same thing we've been doing now for over a month. And I'll start with this before we say the four-letter, first name, four-letter, last name. I was talking about this a little bit last night because I'm on the internet too much. I've actually scaled it back a lot. But I get trolled on the internet, and being a Yankees fan, I find myself in this weird position now, right, where people can say, fifth inning, how about that fifth inning, bro? Yeah, whatever, I've got nothing to say to you, Keith McPherson, besides fifth inning. I didn't play. I didn't make an error. I didn't drop the ball. I didn't throw the ball. I didn't play. I was in there. I watched it go down like everyone else. But you know what I watched? I watched my team play in the World Series. I watched the drought end. I watched the drought that literally spanned from me being able to legally buy a beer to now. My life has completely changed between the time that the Yankees were in the World Series in 2009 to 2024. I'm happy that they got back to the World Series. I have pride in that. You're not going to shake me. As soon as we figure out what happens in this offseason, we figure out, all right, boom, pitchers and catchers, spring training, I'll be right back down there. Opening day, I'll be right back in there, and we'll be ready to ride. 888-808-1019. You're not going to shame me for being a fan of a team that won the American League pennant. You're not gonna troll me because baseball happened. That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but it was bad baseball at the worst time. And I don't know how long we're going to go over it, maybe forever, but something I was saying last night is, like, we don't talk so much about the World Series that we lost. The talk and the focus should be about getting back to where we were. And Brian Cashman recently said so much, right? Wanting to get back to where we finished the season last year in the World Series. The New York Yankees got to feel that. They got to play. They didn't get swept. They got to play all three games in Yankee Stadium. If they maybe took some of those regular season games a little more serious, maybe they would have had home field advantage and had more games, and the series would have been flipped. Who knows? Maybe we'll get to live that out in 2025. But where I'm going is the Yankees, cha-ching, they got to feel that money tree. I remember talking about how if the Yankees did everything in their power just to get back to the World Series, they would plant a new money tree. It got planted. They sold World Series merch and tickets and were on TV for the world to see. The Yankees are back. The Yankees are back. The Yankees are back in the World Series. Who sent them there? Who's at bat did you watch 30 times versus Hunter Gaddis to effectively hit the home run that sent them there? Juan Soto, the generational. Yes, the generational Juan Soto. He is. They compare him to Ted Williams. And if you watched his at-bats, like I did this year, where I watched him struggle one day and I would place a bet on him the next day because I knew he wasn't going to have back-to-back days where he didn't make an impact in that batter's box. I watched the effect that he had on Oswaldo Cabrera, Aaron Judge, Anthony Volpe, other guys in that clubhouse. I got to meet Juan Soto this year. I got to see it up close and personal in section 203, 103, legends everywhere. So if you're a Yankee fan who has Juan Soto fatigue, like I do as far as the sweepstake goes, like as far as the Scott Boras, the smoke screens, the negotiations, oh, here's an offer, or the Yankees are in fourth place, the Boston Red Sox are at the top, the Blue Jays, Steve Cohen will not be outbid. Yeah, I have fatigue in that regard. I'm over it. But you know what? It's only going to go on for a week or less. It's December 3rd. The winter meetings are coming up. It is not going to drag into the winter meeting. So hold on, Yankee fans. Do not turn on Juan Soto right now. Do not forget that this man put together games like just in the beginning of the season to fire you up against the Houston Astros. Clutch hits. Defense. Which that's all I'm hearing now. Well, he's not a good defender. Yeah, but he's not a terrible defender. And his defense can improve with the short porch in right field at Yankee Stadium. 888-808-1019. Don't forget that he just had the best season of his career in pinstripes. Don't forget that it took 15 years to get back to the World Series and Juan Soto hit the homer that sent you there. He's a dog. You don't let dogs like that walk away. Especially when you've paid Aaron Judge and you know Aaron Judge struggles in the postseason. And as much as we love Judge, he absolutely broke our hearts. Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, those guys that showed up like that, they're ready to go. You want those guys there in case they got to drag Judge to the finish line again. And maybe if they would have finished that fifth inning where we did see Judge homer that night, maybe we would have went back to L.A. and Judge would have powered us through. We'll never know, but we have plenty more seasons of Aaron Judge being the captain, plenty more seasons of Aaron Judge playing baseball with the Yankees. He should be playing where he's batting right behind Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. You have heard nothing to tell you that the Yankees are out. If you've watched Hot Stove the last couple days, as a Yankee fan, you should feel like you're in. So don't get that fatigue feeling like, oh, he's not that good. Oh, they're inflating this guy. He's overrated. He's not worth this. I don't think he's getting $700 million. Shohei Ohtani, the unicorn, the DH and ace, I understood the breakdown of his contract getting $700 million, 70 a year. But it's not 70 a year. It's 46.06. That's the AAV that Major League Baseball came up with. And the Players Association came up with it a little bit less, around $43 million a year and some change. I think Scott Boras and Juan Soto are out to top that. So $47 million a year could get it done. Juan Soto is 26. I don't think his contract's going to hit 15 years. There's going to be opt-outs. I think it's a 14-year contract with multiple opt-outs. I think that the Yankees are able to match any contract if they wish, but there's also a thought in my head that the Yankees may decide, hey, we have some leverage. Don't you want to be here? Didn't you enjoy that here? Didn't your parents enjoy that here? Isn't your uncle a diehard Yankee fan that we've all seen the picture of when you came to Yankee Stadium years ago as a National and he pulled up in Yankee pinstripes with a sign that said, yo, soy Yankee fan, just here to support Juan Soto. Those Dominican flags in right field. Juan Soto. The loudest roll call. Like, there is something to that. There is something to winning. Wanting to win. The Boston Red Sox, they don't just go to the postseason every year anymore. They're not built to win anymore. I don't know about their ownership anymore and what they're actually trying to do. The Mets had a great year, but are they going to be able to duplicate that every year now? The target's certainly going to be on their back. They're certainly going to be looked at as a contender right away, and they have holes to fill. And just miss me with the Toronto Blue Jays. The Toronto Blue Jays right now are marketing Kendrick Lamar on Father's Day performing in Toronto. It just doesn't make too much sense with the whole Drake 6 thing. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to talk to you about Juan Soto and this Juan Soto fatigue and now people slandering Juan Soto and who he is. That's $670 million over 14 years will make itself back in merch and sales. And if it's the Yankees and they go to multiple World Series with Juan Soto, forget about it. 888-808-1019. We'll obviously talk Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. We'll obviously talk about Tommy DeVito, Drew Lock, the Giants. We'll obviously talk all around everything from the golden at-bat rule to Aziz Alshaier, his three-game suspension, the GM speaking out on it, the head coach speaking out on it, and what people are saying now after the fact with the hit that he put on Trevor Lawrence. There's a lot to unpack. The Knicks play tonight. In about 13 minutes, they'll be on. NBA Cup game. I think they should try to win the NBA Cup. I can't put down the cup.